countable and uncountable nouns is a subject that many learners, even very advanced learners, have a lot of trouble with. In this podcast, we will look at quantity expressions that we can use with these types of nouns. I think everyone listening to this podcast probably already knows the difference between countable and uncountable nouns. So let's jump right in and look at the quantity expressions. Number one, some and any. Some is generally used in positive statements. For example, there are some shelves above the desk. Also, it's used in polite requests. For example, would you like some biscuits? Finally, we can use some to mean an unspecified large amount. For example, it would be great to get some money for the rent. Any is generally used in negatives and questions. For example, my desk hasn't got any drawers. Have you got any chocolate? Any is also used in positive statements to mean it doesn't matter which, who, where, or when. For example, call me anytime. Number two, quantities. We can use the following words to talk about quantities. When we talk about everything, we use all of for countable and uncountable nouns. When we talk about large quantities, we use lots of, plenty of, a lot of, many of, most of to talk about countable nouns and uncountable nouns. For medium quantities, we use some of, a certain number of for countable nouns, and some of and a certain amount of for uncountable nouns. For small quantities, we use a few of and a small, limited, tiny number of for countable nouns, or a little of, a small, limited, tiny amount of for uncountable nouns. Finally, for nothing, we use no, not any, and none of for countable nouns and uncountable nouns. One special point we need to be aware of is the difference between a few and a little and few and little. Compare. Number one, few rooms have such good natural light. This means not many, so you're lucky. We have a few rooms available with a sea view. This means a small number. Little research has been done in this area. This means not enough. A little research has been done in this area. This means a small amount. Now let's look at an IELTS Task 1 style essay that uses a lot of these kinds of words. Two options are available each time. You can pause the recording and think by yourself before I say the answer if you like. The amount of sleep each person needs depends on a number of factors, including age. Infants generally require about 16 hours a day. For most adults, 7 to 8 hours a night appears to be the ideal amount of sleep, although a few people may need as little as 5 hours sleep or as much as 10 hours sleep each day. Getting too little sleep creates a sleep debt, and eventually your body will demand that the debt be repaid. A large number of people over 65 have frequent sleeping problems, such as insomnia, and deep sleep stages in a considerable number of elderly people often become very short or stop completely. Microsleeps, or very brief episodes of sleep in an otherwise awake person are another mark of sleep deprivation. In a small number of cases, people are not aware that they are experiencing microsleeps. The widespread practice of burning the candle at both ends in Western industrialized society has created so much sleep deprivation that what is really abnormal sleepiness is now almost the norm. Okay, guys, so when you write a task one that talks about numbers and amounts, make sure you use accurate quantity words. This is the way to go. If you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. You can also check out my podcast there or here at anchor.fm/AnthonySchultz9. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online along with MP3s. The main services I offer are an IELTS Google Classroom and IELTS coaching face-to-face in Southport or online. See you soon.